Hey everybody, Chris Holyfield here for another English tip. Today we're going to be talking about three different ways to express what is new. Number one is guess what. We say guess what when we want to introduce something that is most of the time positive. It's just something that is, it just popped into your mind and you want to share it with the other person. So for example, I could say, guess what? I just got a new job. Or guess what? We got a new car. Or guess what? I won the lottery. For all of these, they're positive and I want to share them with you. Number two is, you're not going to believe this. We say you're not going to believe this when you have information that the other person is going to find very surprising. So for example, I could say, man, you're not going to believe this, but you remember our kindergarten teacher, Miss Nancy? Well, she just got arrested for selling drugs. Number three is, you'll never guess what I heard. We say you'll never guess what I heard when you are talking about something that is gossip, pretty much. So, for example, I could say, girl, you will never guess what I heard. I heard that Jonathan, your ex, is dating Jessica. But not only is he dating Jessica, I heard that he's dating Stephanie, Jessica's twin sister, at the same time. Isn't that crazy? So here, remember, guess what is talking about new positive information that you want to share. We have, you're not going to believe this, which is for something that the other person is going to find surprising, and you'll never guess what I heard, which is for unconfirmed gossip. Thanks so much for watching, and I'll see you next video.